八节。
It's in books of Matthew and chapter 16.
好，预备，请。我还告诉彼得，是彼得是，我要把你的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；把你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。当下门徒嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。从此耶稣才只是门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此。”这事必不临到你身上。那耶稣转过来对彼得说：撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。于是耶稣对门徒说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人只在他父的荣耀里，同着众使者降临。那到那时，他要照个人的行为报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在每场死位以前，必看见人子降临在他国里。好，我们读到这里。好，最近有一个很热门的新闻，就是美国爆发几间重点大学的入学舞弊案。
So the news media exposed some students who got into major universities by cheating and bribing.
查出许多因为接受贿赂而让他们进入名校的事件。
And there are many cases involving bribing to get into good universities.
居然这样的事情在美国也会发生啊！
I would never thought those kind of things would happen here.
那目前凡通过这些非法手段进入名校的这些就学的在学生。他们已经被停止学籍，无法在学校继续修课了。
Of course, those students, who are not legally entered the university are being expelled and no longer allowed to go back to school.
但问题来了，听说调查单位还要不要扩大调查，包括那些已经毕业了并且在社会上工作的人，如果查出他们也是非法管道进来入学的，那他们前途怎么办？
So it didn't stop here. The investigation has expanded to those who have already graduated and are working.
总不能都撤销他们的毕业证书嘛？那这意味着他们未来已经陷入一个恐慌。现在所有名校毕业多年的校友，可能都在担心着会不会哪天被查出来是被这个因为不当收这个进入名校的而被撤销。学籍，那他一生不就完蛋了吗？
So just think about those people. They must be worried. What's going to happen to them? Have their diploma revoked or fired from their work? And what will their future hold?
不过我相信那一些稳扎稳打、按部就班、凭着真本事进入名校就读的，他们就不用担心了。
But I believe those who got accepted through legal channels, and there's nothing for them to worry about.
我们在座很多人都是这样子的，不用担心。
And we believe most of us don't have to worry about those things.
我们在座的孩子也都是这样子的，都不用担心。
And also our kids don't have to worry about those things.
但是有一件事情我觉得就算这说明了一件事情，就是就算我们人生可能会失败，但是拥有稳固的根基对我们何等重要。
So, but it makes me think, we might not be very successful in our life at the present time, but it is important to have a solid foundation.
上周的信息我们讲到教会的根基。
So, our last week we talked about the foundation of a church.
那今天我们接续这个主题，以及沿用下周接下来的经文，我们要来学习稳固的教会建造。
So, today we're going to expand this topic.To how to build a church on a solid foundation.
我相信我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹都会同意，就是今天我们聚集在这里的目的，并不是光找一个可以做礼拜的地方。
So I hope everyone are sitting here will agree with me that today we're here is not because we have this facility only.
而是愿意回应神的呼召，在这里要建造神的教会。
But also, we respond to God's calling to come here to build our church together.
因为在神奇妙的计划与安排当中，你我的出现都不是偶然的。
Because this is God's plan, not a coincidence.
上帝有一个重要的任务要交付给你，交付给我，一起的完成的。
And there's an important mission God gave you and me.
那既然知道稳固的建造教会是我们共同的使命，而且我们也都学会了知道教会根基在要建造在基督磐石上才能够稳固。
So now we know that building a solid church is our mission, and I also know that church needs to build on Christ, the solid rock.
于是你我就责无旁贷，要开始积极的去建造了。
So that's why we have no excuse but to do so.
但问题是，我们要如何来建造稳固的教会呢？
But the question is how to do that.
我们必须承认啊、相信你我都会同意在建造的过程有很多重要的因素或是须知是我们必须明白清楚的。
So, you might agree with me that during this process of building the church, there's so many important factors we need to know.
否则虽然我们有在建造，但是呢，最后的结果可能功亏一篑。
Otherwise, however, we are continually building our church, but we cannot succeed.
因此我们要从今天的经文，也就是当初使徒时代他们建立的第一间教会来学习。
So the, through today's scripture, and let us learn how to build our church the way apostle did in the early churches.
来成为我们今天建造教会的实际帮助以及重要的提醒。
And also it will help us greatly and give us a great reminder.
有三方面我们需要明白，第一个是建造教会的目的。
So there are three areas we need to talk about. The first one is the purpose of building a church.
第十八到十九节，我们一起来攻读，好吗？
Let's read verse 18 through
19. 我告诉你，彼得。有三方面的目的，第一个是得胜利，也就是阴间权柄的溃败。
So there are three purposes. The first one is victory, and then overcome the power of Hades.
教会必须建造在基督的磐石上，而不是建造在彼得或是任何人身上。
So church must be built on Christ, not Peter nor somebody else.
否则就不是建造神的教会，而是建造人的教会。
Otherwise, it won't be called God's church, but man's church.
上礼拜我们已经提到了建造神的教会的重要。
So last week, we already mentioned how important it is to build a God's church.
这是神的教会，是神亲自在这里建造的教会。
So this is God's church, and He building it.
但另外一方面，我们要明白一件事，就是人的教会很容易建造的。
But we have to realize that man's church is easy to build.
而且连撒旦都懒得理你。
And even Satan don't bother to interfere with you.
但是神的教会就不容易建造了。
But God's church, it's not easy.
因为撒旦呢，他会用尽各样的诡计，而且有一个特点，上礼拜讲过，就是他永不放弃，他就是要来攻击并且摧毁神的教会。
But for God's church, Satan will tirelessly attack it from all aspects.
但是感谢神，因为耶稣应许我们，他说阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。
But thank be to God, because He promised that the gate of Hades will not overcome His church.
所以理论上来说，我们根本不用担心建造不起来。
So theoretically, we don't have to worry about we can't build the church.
但问题是，假如教会没有建造，根基不稳，结果我们就会中了撒旦的诡计，那教会就建造不起来了。
But the problem is if we don't build our church on solid foundation, and then the church will not grow.
换句话说，教会建造的目的就是因着有稳固的建造，才使得阴间撒旦的权柄无论如何都不能够胜过教会。
So our purpose is that we build on a solid foundation, so whatever Satan's attempt will not overcome us.
也就是说，教会能够经历基督的得胜，也是经历教会的得胜。
So the church will experience victory.
教会的得胜也是信徒的得胜，正如保罗所说的。
And also, it's the believer's victory.
好，我们一起来读《哥林多后书》二章十四节。预备，请。 感谢神，率领常率领我们在基督里夸胜。是的，但是得胜的前提是教会中每一个人都有责任。
But we have to say, to in order for us to be victorious, everybody needs to be participate.
必须不断的去建造，而且必须建立在基督的磐石上。
And we have to build it continuously, and it has to be built on Christ.
因为凡建立在人身上的根基，就注定会失败。
Because what if the church built on someone or man, it's definitely going to fail.
第二个是得拯救，也是领人进入天国。
And the second one is to be saved.
因为耶稣说他要把天国的钥匙交给彼得。
Because Jesus said to Peter, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
但上礼拜我们讲过，彼得只是代表教会接受这把天国的钥匙，而不是掌管世人所有这个永生或永死的权柄。
So of course we know Peter is the recipient of this key. It doesn't mean that he has the authority to control the life and death.
那我想我们每个人都有钥匙，你家里面人的钥匙，钥匙有两个功能。
So we all have keys.And there are two functions of the keys.
一个是可以开门，一个是锁门。
It can open the door. It can also lock the door.
那这个钥匙呢？原文是复数，也就是说有好几把钥匙。
So we hear the keys are plural. That means there are many keys.
教会中所有的人都拥有这把钥匙。
So we all have this key.
不是教会的门的后门的这个钥匙，不是每个人都有这个钥匙，而是。进天堂的钥匙。
It's not the lock our church doors key, it's the key to heaven.
也就是说，教会信徒的责任应该是努力去领人得拯救而进入天国。
So that's our everybody's responsibility to help people to be saved to go to heaven.
而不是去拦阻人，把关起来啊，不准人进入天国。
And not to hinder people from coming and lock the door in front of them.
不要以为好像每一个教会都只能打开门，天堂的门让人进去，有时候适得其反呢。
So not every church can open the door to heaven. On the contrary,
因为你让人跌倒了，人家进不去哎。
And sometimes because of you, it drives people away.
正如当年的宗教人士也是如此的哦。
Because in early years, there are Pharisees. They did the same thing.
哦，马太福音二十三章十三节，耶稣这样说。
So Matthew 23.
好，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。你们这些讲会站的文士和法利赛有祸了，因为你们正在人面前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的，你们也不容他们啊进去。哇，这样的人实在是让我们觉得非常的失望。
So this kind of person make us feel disappointed.
所以我们要小心，我们不要也成为这样的人。所以要自我提醒，领人得救进入天堂才是我们教会应当做的。
So we have to be cautious and remind ourselves that we should lead people to heaven.
但我们真的做并不是只是光去打开这个天堂，开启天堂之门以为把他教门会的门打开之后，哇，大家都得救了。
So open the door to heaven is not the same as opening the church's door so everybody can be saved.
然后我们再去路口请招待长帅一点漂亮一点的去外面再拉几个人进来，哇，都得救了，就大家都进天堂了。
So it doesn't mean we can send people out and drag people inside our church and then whoever come in will be saved.
其实不是这样的。
It's not so.
虽然我们的招待都长得很漂亮，长得很帅但是不是光靠这个来拉人，这就有用了。
However, our ushers are very capable, but that's not the purpose.
重点是这些人进来教会做什么。
The important thing is when those people are coming into our church, what they're going to do.
如果他们进来教会只是参加活动、交谊、娱乐、打发时间、交交朋友，那这样的话对他们进天国一点帮助都没有。
So if they come into our church only for have fellowship and have fun and have new friends, it will not help them.
我们拥有这把天国的钥匙，主要是开启属天的祝福，让周围的人因为我们的服事而使他们可以得到基督的救赎。
So we're holding this key by serving others, bring blessings to them.
使他们在今世就可以得享重生，得着丰盛的生命。
So by the grace of God, they can be saved, have a new life, and have abundant life.
将来还可以进入天国，得着永生。
And in the future, they will be able to go to heaven, have eternity with the Lord.
最后一个目的是得自由，也就是释放被捆绑者。
And the third one is freedom, release.
接下来第十九节的下半节说，凡你在地上所捆绑，在天上要捆绑；在地上所释放的，在天上要释放。
So verse 19 said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven; whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
教会建造的目的乃是教会存在的使命。
So the purpose of church is our mission.
教会，耶稣颁布教会一个大使命，是什么呢？
Jesus gave us a grand commission.
就是去广传福音。
Is to spread the gospel.
那什么叫做福音呢？
So what is the gospel?
我们都知道福音就是好消息嘛。
So we all know the gospel is good news.
可惜的时候是教会因为没有好好建造，结果所传出去的福音听起来好像不是好消息呢，反而是好坏消息耶。
But unfortunately, sometimes because we don't have a good foundation, the good news we spread out doesn't sound like a good news.
有人说听到人家传福音说啊，你信耶稣哦，可以蒙受很多的福气，可以刀枪不入，百病不侵。谁说的？
So sometimes we hear like, it's a good news because if you believe, and then you will be prosperous, and then you will not have any attack from enemies anymore. And who told you that?
或者是我们会告诉人哦，你要来信耶稣啊，你如果不信耶稣，下场很可怕、啊，将来有严厉的刑罚，要上到地狱里面受苦啊。
Or are you going to tell them if you don't believe in Jesus, you'll be punished and suffer in hell?
不，我想他讲的是事实啦。不过听起来不像福音，像祸因呢。
So I know it's a fact, but it doesn't sound like a good news. It sounds like a horrible news.
那我们要怎么样传才叫传福音呢？
So how to present the gospel so that it can be called a good news?
其实路加福音四章十八节，圣经上告诉我们，我们一个使命是什么呢？我们一起来读。
So Luke 4:18 tell us.Let's read together.
The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, release the oppressed, 受压的得自由。这段经文就是讲到教会的使命。
So these verses are our mission.
也就是让那一些让人可以经历圣灵的大能，来释放那些因为撒旦而被拘禁、被捆绑的。
So it's a power of Holy Spirit.
无论是心灵上或身体上被世界所辖制的，都可以重获自由。
And that will be doesn't matter those people are bounded by physically or mentally oppression, they will be set free.
第二方面，我们要认识的是，在建造教会中会遇到的阻碍。
And the second, we have to notice that there will be obstacles during the course of building our church.
接下来二十一节到二十三节。
So verse 21.
有三方面的阻碍。第一个是环境的艰难，也是政治逼迫的威胁。
And then the first obstacle is difficult situation and political oppression.
让我们一起来读二十一节好吗？
预备，
请。这是耶稣预告他将来要面对的苦难。
That's Jesus said he is going to suffer.
但这也暗示着教会在建造的过程当中也同样会遭遇艰难。
And it's also for our church, during the process of building our church, we will face difficulty too.
由于政治因素，教会受到严厉的逼迫或是遇到生命的威胁，并不是只有初代教会的信徒倒霉而遇到了。
It's not only those early disciples experience oppression, those kind of things at the beginning.
或是许多宣教士、基督徒，他们甘愿进入到危险地区传教，是他们自己不畏艰难的选择。至于一般人，应该碰不到这种逼迫机会。
Or those missionaries who are voluntarily going to dangerous areas to preach the gospel are like our normal people will not experience all this.Danger or oppression.
尤其住在美国，甚至是一些任何基督教的国家，根本不会受到逼迫的。
Especially as we live in America, this is a religious freedom country. We're not supposed to be experience persecution.
其实不是这样子。
It's not so.
因为每一位基督徒，当你要建造教会的时候，都会遭遇外在环境的逼迫。
Because every Christian will face challenges.
因为圣经已经告诉我们了。
Because Bible told us.
我们一起来读提摩太后书三章十二节。
Let's read Timothy.
预备，请。你就在都要受逼迫。
So everyone will be persecuted.
你想一想，就算你居住在处在崇尚宗教自由的美国，是不是你信主之后也遭遇一些环境的逼迫呢？
Just think about yourself as a believer. Have you suffered any persecutions?
当你的朋友邀请你去一些不好的场所，因为你的道德坚持而离你而去。
Have you lost your friends by refusing to go to some inappropriate places?
你的老板要你报这个谎报税表，但是却因为你的信仰理念与他不同而被炒鱿鱼。
Have you been fired by your boss due to refusing to forge the reports?
你未信的家人因为担心你被骗，害怕你走火入魔而威胁你不准上教会。
And do you have unbelieving family members forbid you from going to church?
在某些角度上来讲，这些人外面这些人施之于你身上的这些行动，因为你的信主，对你而言其实都是一种逼迫，不是吗？
So think about all these oppressions because of your belief. Are you suffering from all this?
其实教会的建造都是经历外在环境的难处。
As we're building the church, we'll run into such circumstances too.
我们都会遇到的。
And we will all run
into difficulties. 遇到难处的时候，我们就轻易放弃。
And so don't give up.
这只是建造教会的必经过程。
It's just a necessary process.
你要相信，即便有外在环境的艰难，但是耶稣却应许他要与我们同在。
But you have to firmly believe that however there is difficulties, Jesus will be with us.
因为这世界虽然会有苦难，但是神必定会赐给我们平安。
However, there's sufferings in this world, but God will give us peace.
第二个拦阻呢，是撒旦的诱惑。
The second one is a temptation from Satan.
他会设下狡猾的陷阱。
And he will set all kinds of traps for us.
接下来二十二节到二十三节，这样说，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
真不好。撒旦的狡猾之处，就是呢，他不必亲自出马，不用亲自动手。而是会利用人事物作为工具来达到他的目的。
The cunning thing about Satan is he will not do himself, but use other people as tool to accomplish his evil goal.
好，例如人的第一宗犯罪，就是利用什么动物去引诱夏娃？蛇啊。
For example, the first sin that's ever committed in human history is he used serpent.To seduce Eve.
请注意哦，蛇不是撒旦哦。
So here,
很多人都以为蛇就是撒旦。No, 蛇是当初神所造并且看为美好的。
So here we talk about serpent, but pay attention, it's not Satan. We all think about that serpent is Satan, but no, the serpent is just one of God's creation.
好，现在换又利用彼得了。
And now we see here he used Peter.
彼得身为耶稣的大弟子，你才刚刚才把天国的钥匙交给他而已啊，而且还说这个他是能够说出他是神永生神的儿子，这是天上的这个圣灵指示他的。
So let's just think about it, Peter. Just he was Jesus' disciple, and he just received the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
没想到才过几分钟之后，就改称他是撒旦。
And then minutes later, and Jesus called him Satan.
你看前后文，你看彼得总共被叫几个名字
？So let's see how many names he was called.
巴约拿，好，你是又基法，又是好这个，然后现在又一个新的名字叫撒旦，是不是
？So we see he called Simon Peter and Cephas, and now another name Satan.
不是的，其实彼得不是撒旦。只是他现在正在被撒旦利用。
Of course, Peter is not Satan. It's just at this moment he was used by Satan.
你看撒旦诱惑人去敌对神事工的几率之大。
So just see how big the success rate Satan can use people to achieve his own goal.
好，光耶稣的门徒有几个？
So how many disciples Jesus had?
12个。请问有几个被撒旦利用？
And how many been used by Satan?
第一个是犹大，首先他中计了。
And first he used Judas.
啊，所以犹大背叛他的主。啊，第二个呢，撒这个中计是谁？彼得。
And then second one is Peter.
好，所以直到彼得对主说，耶稣对彼得说，撒旦退到我后面去吧。结果他才醒悟过来。
Until Jesus said, Satan, get behind me to Peter, and then he suddenly realized what he was doing.
耶稣是真的是叫彼得退到他后面去吗？
Did Jesus ask Peter, get behind me?
啊，彼得听了这句话，有真的跑到耶稣后面去吗？
Did he do so?
没有啊，是撒旦跑走了。
No, it's Satan escaped.
同样，今天撒旦也可能在利用在你身边，尤其是你最亲近的人，达到他设下计谋要拆毁教会的目的。
And also today, Satan will use those people who are close to you to destroy you, to destroy our church.
不管这些人信主多久，或是有没有信主，都可能陷入撒旦所设的这个陷阱里面。
So it doesn't matter those people are believers or not, we all can fall into Satan's trap.
撒旦会把意念放在人的里面。
So he will put ideas in your mind.
使那些属神的人啊，内心如果不够坚定的话，信仰根基不稳固的话，都有可能有行动来拦阻神的事工。
So if we don't have a solid foundation, we can sway either way.
而且呢，最可怕的事就是都会有很好的理由。
So that's why we sometimes have really good excuses by doing bad.
而且这些被利用的人都根本都不知道他们已经被中计被利用了。
And also the worst thing is, even you were used by Satan, you didn't even realize you were.
好，我们看以彼得为例。
Let's look at Peter.
好，彼得他讲这句话，他说什么？他说脱口而出，他爱主心切嘛。主他的主要受苦、哦、他当然说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你身上
So look like Peter when he heard Jesus said he will suffer and die he said no Lord it never happened to you
我们也可能讲出同样的话嘛如果我们是彼得是不是
So if we were there we'd probably say the same thing
这是一种爱主的行动嘛他的主人要去受苦、哎、呀不要不要这罪不会发生在你的身上的不是吗
That's because we don't want our Lord to suffer isn't it
我今天晚上要坐飞机去中国短宣那现在中国很逼迫那如果我告诉你我可能被抓要为我祷告有人就说哎呀不要这个事情不会发生在你身上我想我们会为你祷告的不会发生的 这有什么错
So like for example me I'm going to China for a short missionary trip and because of oppression in China I might got in a lot of trouble, so my people would say, "No, no, no, Pastor Ye, you will not get in any trouble."
所以彼得他就说，哦，主啊，万不可如此啊，这事不临到你身上，这样有没有错
？So that's why Peter said, "It will never happen to you, Lord." Well, there's something wrong.
这样做对，这样说对不对？就没有人理我啊，有没有错？他说这句话有没有错？没有错啊，有没有错？没有错，刚刚讲没有错的举手。中计了为什么呢因为我们听起来没有错但是假设你在当时的情境你如果真正明白体贴神的心意你就不会这样做
So however we think what Peter did is nothing wrong about it but if you understand what God's plan you will have a different perspective
这是上帝奇妙的救恩计划要借着耶稣基督的受难受苦受死来完成的
Because this is God's wonderful plan to bring salvation to all men by sending Jesus to die and suffer on the cross
他要为全世界人类的罪被钉死在十字架然后第三天他要得胜阴间的权柄从死里复活
So he will save all men and be raised up in 3 days
这件事情一定要发生的
This must happen
倘若当时耶稣听了彼得的话我告诉你完蛋了我们今天都没有救恩了
So if Jesus was persuaded by Peter that day we will still die to our sins
所以我们都要谨慎免得我们被撒旦利用而不自知啊
So we must be all careful not be used by Satan
好第三个栏最后一个栏是个人的挣扎
So the third one is personal struggle
接下来23节下半段我们一起来读好不好预备请
You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind things of God, but things of man.
耶稣道出了彼得失败的原因，就是他不体贴神的心意。
So Jesus explained, why Peter stumbled because he doesn't have in mind the things of God.
甚至差点绊倒耶稣的脚，就是因为他里面有肉体的软弱。
And he even almost stumbled, Jesus because he has a physical weakness.
他心中只想过安舒的日子，而不愿意自己或是他的主面对生活中的苦难。
He only wants to be a safe and comfortable life. He doesn't want his Lord to be suffer.
我想过舒适的生活，这就是人之常情嘛。
So who doesn't want a comfortable life?
谁都不喜欢说自己去故意去有受虐狂啊，过那个苦难的日子，不是吗？
So who wants to just go live a life full of suffering?
他当初跟着耶稣，原以为可以无忧无虑，可是当耶稣被杀。受苦被杀，那以后怎么办？
So as long as Jesus with them, they don't have to worry about anything. But what if Jesus is killed? And what's going to happen to them?
请注意这段经节有一段很奇怪的问答的回答。
So let's pay attention. There's a little interesting verses here.
明明是撒旦，彼得中了撒旦的诡计，而且耶稣还斥责撒旦退到后面去吧。
So obviously Peter was falling in the trap of Satan, and then Jesus said, "Satan, get behind me."
所以接下来耶稣应该说，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴撒旦的意思。
But then Jesus should say, "You don't have the things in mind, the things of God, but the things of Satan."
是不是应该这样讲才合逻辑嘛？因为他被撒旦利用了。
Is that more logical this way to say?
但是耶稣为什么不这样说，反而责备彼得说，因为你体贴。人的意思呢？
But why did Jesus say you only have the in mind the things of man?
的确，我们都同意撒旦是罪魁祸首。
So, however, we all agree that Satan is behind all this.
因为我们常说一句话叫做“苍蝇不叮无缝的”，谁家是无缝啊
？Okay, there's no translation for this.
没有
先生。Nothing happens without a reason. That's an English version.
不要动不动哈。就把责任所有的问题都推给撒旦，好像都是自己无辜的。
So it's become a habit, like we blame Satan for everything.
你知道我最不受不了的一件事，就是很多基督徒已经习惯如此，把生活中所有的不如意或是事工做不起来啊，动不动就推给撒旦，说这是撒旦的攻击。
So I'm just so fed up with so many people being saying like.Every time there's some difficulty in their life or some problem in the ministry, they say, "Oh, that's all Satan's doing."
你知道我听久了，我都很想替撒旦叫屈啊。
So sometimes I even think that poor Satan.
明明是你自己平常不保养车子啊，车子故障在半路，说是撒旦的拦阻不让你上教会。
So just think about it. If you don't take care of your car and then it broke down in the middle of the road, you can't go to church and you blame Satan for it.
明明是你自己不好保养顾惜自己的身体，结果。这个医生告诉你生病，你就怪说撒旦害你生病啊，所以不能服侍。
So if you don't take care of your body and get sick, and you can't serve at church, you blame Satan for it.
明明是你的人际关系有问题，你不去改善，那别人没办法配合你，你就说哦，他们是被撒旦利用了，所以来攻击反对你。
So if you don't know how to have a good relationship with people and can't work with others in harmony, you blame Satan for it.
我想如果我们给撒旦一个机会，你来辩护，他一定说我真是倒霉呀，加冤枉啊。
So if Satan can defend himself in court, he must cry out that he was wrongfully accused.
基督徒太会推卸责任了。
And those
Christians, 什么事都是怪撒旦的错。
And those
对不对?
Christians are so good at getting out of their own problem, their own responsibilities.
没有错，撒旦会用尽各样的方法来诱惑我们，我们必须承认。
So of course we must admit Satan will use all cunning ways to trick us.
而且当我们被利用了，我们都还不知道。
And sometimes we don't even realize that we're being used.
但是我认为真正的问题根源乃是人总是体贴肉体。
But I think the root problem is.Our selfish heart.
就是我们内心的那种私欲在作祟。
Because we're selfish.
正如雅各所说的。
Like James said.
雅各一章十四到十五
节。1:14, let's read.
预备，请。
But each one is tempted when his own evil desires is dragged away and enticed. After desire has conceived, they give birth to sin, and sin is full grown gives birth to death.
如果彼得不是只体贴肉体的软弱，他会被撒旦诱惑吗？
If Peter doesn't care about the physical needs, will he be used by Satan?
所以我们不要再为自己找借口，反而要学习保罗的榜样。
So let's don't find excuses.
在哥林多前书九章二十七节说，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
So like he was First Corinthians, and he said, I beat my body so that after I preach gospel, I myself will not be disqualified.
最后一个是教会建造的方式，我们必须要明白的。
And then the third one is how to build the church.
因为既然我们都同意教会的建造乃是建造在基督这稳固的磐石上面，除他以外再也没有别的根基。
And we all know that church must be built on Christ, this foundation. There's no other foundation.
如果这样的话，教会的根基建造就必须要与主耶稣基督息息相关。
So that means the church must be connected with Jesus.
也就是说教会的建造一定离不开主的。
That means we cannot build our church without Jesus.
好，有三方面我们要怎么样来建造。第一个是要舍己跟从主。
And the first, we have to deny ourselves and follow Jesus.
24节，我一起来读，好吧？预备，
请。And Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
好，之前发生的故事啊，他们要不要怎么样建造教会啊？结果发生的故事，接下来耶稣就告诉他们要怎么样。于是就是告诉他们，第一首先就，于是耶稣就对门徒说，第一件事情最重要就是要跟从他，而且跟从他之前要先舍己。
So that's why then Jesus mentioned before you build the church, you have to follow him. And then not only follow him, you have to deny yourself.
北美教会华人教会的特色大部分都在三四十年前如雨后春笋般的成立了。
So most of our North American Chinese church is built about 30, 40 years ago.
而且各教会的创始成员还有创始牧师也好，等很多如今都还健在，例如我们教会也是如此。
And many of the founding pastors and members are still around.
每每他们在回顾这些见证感言，他们都会提到当初是怎么样跟创始牧师一起开拓教会的。
So every time when they share about their experience, they would say, they follow the founding pastor to build this church.
但理论上没有什么错，因为他们的确是跟着这些创始牧师在打拼哈，这能够建立这个教会。但事实上，教会的建立乃是一群真正跟随基督的信徒。
So it's nothing to say because they are follow the leading pastors, founding pastors leads to build the church. But in fact, the church was built by a group of believing Christians.
你说没有，我们哪有跟随？我明明是跟随创始牧师，我们跟随牧师一起来来打拼，怎么会跟随基督呢？
So they say, but it's true, we are following our founding pastors to build the church.
其实是神在感动，一直在带领，他感动我们，哪里有需要，我们就去服侍那里的人。
But it's, you're called by God. It's that's why you serve wherever you need it.
主可能在监狱，可能在医院，可能在老人院，可能在孤儿院，可能在菜市场，可能在收容所、贫民窟。
So, Lord is everywhere. It could be inside the prison. It can be in the hospital or senior center or orphanages or maybe even in the supermarket.
因为只要你服侍是坐在一个最小的弟兄身上，或是最小的姐妹身上，就是坐在主的身上了。
Because even you serve one of the smallest because of Jesus, you're serving him.
难怪耶稣会这样说。
No wonder Jesus said.
在约翰福音十二章二十六节，我们一起来读。
John 12:26.
预备，请。
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, serve will be.
我在
那
服侍我，也在服侍我，我父必尊重他。然而要跟随耶稣之前，就是要先舍己。什么是舍己呢？就是拒绝自己。
So that's why before you follow Jesus, you have to deny yourself.
并且呢，背起自己的十字架，也就是个人的苦难。
And have to carry your own cross. That's your own sufferings.
我们都知道彼得，他后来为主殉道，后来被人家被人倒钉十字架而死。
So we all know that Peter was captured and crucified upside down on the cross.
因为他说他不配跟他的主一样被钉钉十字架，所以他要求被倒钉。
Because he said he is not worthy the same way they crucified Jesus, so he asked to be crucified upside down.
然而他在罗马被抓之前，其实他有机会可以避免的。
But he could have escaped before he was captured.
初期教会有这样一个传说，就是说当这些信徒受到罗马这种极大的逼迫。而彼得又是当时教会领袖，而被通缉。
There was a story about behind this is at the time the church in Rome was heavily persecuted, and then of course Peter is the most wanted man.
那幸好这些信徒们爱彼得到一个地步，他把那个城墙，他用绳子把他坠下去，让他赶快逃跑。
But because all the believers, they love Peter, and then they helped him to escape by lowering a basket down.
所以半夜当中没有人看见，没有人，哇，赶快就跑，哇，他就，彼得就赶快跑，赶快跑，跑走。
So at night, so nobody see him, so he just start running.
所以彼得越跑越远，越跑越远的时候，这时候他就回头一看，回头看一下，一看罗马城，一看，耶稣居然出现在那个罗马城的天空。
So as Peter was running away further and further from Rome, he turned around and looked, and he suddenly see Jesus is showing up on top of the city.
他看见主在那个罗马城跟这些受苦的信徒跟他们在一起。
So he sees Jesus with all these believers with them in the city of Rome.
这时候他想起主的这句话，他说：“若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。”
So and then he remembered what Jesus said, whoever serves me must follow me.
我在哪里，服侍着我的人也要在哪里。
And then where I am, my servant also will be.
于是他痛哭悔改，他不该贪图安逸，逃避苦难。于是他立刻转身，他又跑回去罗马城了。
So that's why he just repented there and then turned back to Rome.
当然，接下来他的下场就是被抓，甚至被为主殉道。而且他无怨无悔。
And then, of course, and later we know the story. He was captured, and then, and he was crucified.
因为他选择跟从主，跟主在一起。
Because it's his choice to follow Jesus.
但后来我们看见教会还是被建立起来了。
But we see the church was built.
而且快速的发展。
And then it grew rapidly.
今天中国教会正面对一个从这个文化大革命以来最大的逼迫。
And also, I heard the Chinese church have experienced the biggest oppression ever since the Cultural Revolution.
许多的教会被下令被关门。
And then a lot of churches were closed down.
哦，这次要去广州，有一个灵性高的教会，大概3000多人，他们也被下令不能在教会聚会了。
And then this time I'm going to Guangzhou, and there was a church about 3,000 members, and they were shut down.
那教会的负责人听到我们教会在为他祷告，他感动的流眼泪啊。
And then the church leaders are really moved, deeply moved, knowing that we are praying for them.
那下礼拜我会代表我们教会跟这些教会领袖一起能够一些交通，鼓励他们。所以也请你们也为我祷告。
And next week I will be meeting with those pastors.And then encourage them. May everybody pray for us.
但我相信有一群愿意舍己跟随主的信徒在那里，教会就会迅速发展。
But I do believe, if there's a group of fearless Christians follow Christ, and the church will grow.
我们来想想我们自己在这里建立神的教会。
Let's think about us building God's church.
那我们有没有舍己跟随主的决心呢
？Do we have the determination?To deny ourselves to follow Jesus.
还是哪里有好处，对我们有好处，我们就去哪里。
Or wherever is easy and benefit us, we'll go where.
啊，哪一个教会有提供更好的这个program， 有更好的领东西，最好都不用钱的哈。然后呢，发面粉哈，发什么啊？那个以前都是这样子嘛哈。哎，我们就去台湾就是这样，很多都是这样。哎，我们就去，还是我们有另外一个。愿意舍己来跟随主呢
？Or if you go to the church who passing out the free stuff, or you want to go to a church, like sacrifice yourself to build the church.
我顺便讲一个笑话哈，这是真实的。台湾以前很多教会都是发面粉。
So I'll tell you a joke, which is a true story. In Taiwan, there are many churches that give out flowers.
50-60年前，那时候台湾还是很苦的。听说那很多的美国这个教会都来很多的资源，然后发那个面粉给那个教会，给很多附近的都来领。
So there was about 40-50 years ago. Everybody was pretty poor. So the church passed out flowers and food. So there are people come from surrounding areas come collect those.
那个面粉的袋子是布做的，以前都是布做的，非常好，而且质量啊，那个棉的很好。
So before the bag was all cotton, very good quality.
哦，结果他们就去改装成衣服，成裤子。
And then they will open those bags and then make them into
clothes. 就一个弟兄穿来了哈，然后这上面就写的净重25公斤。
And one brother will come with those clothes and say net weight 25 kilograms.
好，第二方面，要重组的生命，这是方法。
So second one is
我们一起来读
25-26节。Let's read together.
预备，请。因为
whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeit his soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? So this scripture is a scripture God used to personally call me.
让选择能够得着生命，并且能够继续帮助别人，也得到这个丰盛的生命，这是最棒的生命的投资。
So let me to have life and also help other to have life, abundant life.
那教会建造的方式不应该是光推动各种精彩的活动节目来吸引人，而是致力于帮助更多人领受主的丰盛，并得到主的生命。
So to build a church is not through many programs to attract people, but to help others receive this wonderful, plentiful life.
在约翰福音十章十节，这里耶稣也说了，他说他来这个世界上的目的是什么
？And Jesus said,
一起来读好不好？叫人得生命，并且得的
更加丰。
但是很可惜的是，耶稣也感叹说，约翰福音五章十四节，他说：“然而怎么样？你们不肯到。”这就是教会今天的责任，领人到主那里来得生命。
So that's our mission to lead people to God to receive life.
而当我们当中倘若有越来越多那种得生命、生命被翻转的真实见证，你想教会能不复兴吗
？So just think about if more and more people change their life, how can our church not revive and grow?
你想我们每个人的生命都这么丰盛，你说教会能够不建立吗
？So see if we all have plentiful life, and how can our church not grow fast?
我记得我们过去礼拜五晚上，我们都有安排每一个不同的人来分享几分钟的见证感言。
So, I remember we used to have a few minutes of personal testimony on every Friday.
我每次都非常的享受，而且很感动。我们当初，我们当中许多人分享他们活生生的这些真实的见证，都非常的感动。
And then it's really moving to hear all these testimonies.
尤其是那些生命被改变，被主破碎，然后从主领受另外一个更加丰盛的这种新生命，改变他们的生活，这样的故事，我也希望说不断的能够在我们教会在建造的过程当中不断的发生。
Especially the testimony about how their lives were changed, how they were broken, and God gave them a new life, a plentiful new life. And I hope our church will have more and more of those stories.
这真的是我的梦想，你说这样好不好？
And this is really our
如果每一次聚集，我们都听到很多很多很感人的这些生命翻转的故事，好不好
？And I really hope we could hear more and more of those life-changing
stories. 其实重组得生命不并不是教会几个偶发事件而已。
So the life from Christ is not a rare event.
即使这是教会建造过程当中最美的一幕。
But this is the most beautiful scene in building a church.
教会能够借着提供机会，让那些尚未听闻福音的人，使他们因着接受耶稣基督的生命，也同样能够经历这丰盛的生命。其实这就是教会建造的方式。
So when church giving opportunities for those who have not heard the gospel to get know Jesus, to have life in Him, that is how we should build our church.
许多人问我说：“你侍奉上中最营救、最享受的事情是什么
？”And some people ask me, "What you enjoy the most in serving?"
就是这个啊，因为你可以经常的看见、经常的听见这些生命翻转、重组得生命的这些实际的见证。
That's All that is all the testimonies of life-changing stories.
好，最后一个是始祖的荣耀。
So the third one is to let God receive all the glory.
27-28节，我们一起来读好吗？预备，请。
For the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and then He will reward each person according to what they have done. I tell the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
这段经文是在描述末后的盼望，人可以经历神的荣耀。
So this verse is describing man can experience the glory of God, and God can receive glory.
其实教会的建造除了能够让人得益处，得拯，我们刚才讲的得拯救、得生命，但更重要的，也应该让神得荣耀为主要目的。
So I say our church's goal is not only to benefit men, to teach them to change their lives, but also to glorify God.
可惜的是，我们今天看见许多的教会，他们太习惯高举人，因为追捧出名的讲员啊来吸引人啊，或者是让许多有恩赐才干啊这些才华的人专心投入这种啊敬拜啊大展才艺。所以参加聚会反而好像参加一个高水准的就是表演会啊演讲会啊音乐会等等。
So unfortunately, many churches people are lifted high, not God. They invite good speakers, talented speakers, so they can attract more people, have them devoted in doing big grand church seminars, and it's like a big concert.
但问题是，神有真正这当中得荣耀吗？
But the question is God glorified?
请不要误会，我并不是反对教会要提供高品质的敬拜。
So don't misunderstand me. I don't say we're not supposed to give high quality church services.
而且这也是我们教会不断改进的一个目标。
And also it's one of our goals to try to improve ourselves.
而是我们要问我们一个问题，是我们在建造教会的过程当中，或是我们每一次在敬拜的聚会当中，我们有没有专注在让神得荣耀呢？
But the thing is, we have to think every time when we worship God, is we focus on Him, is let Him to receive all the glory.
彼得前书四章十一节，我们一起来读好吗？预备，请。
If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speak in the very word of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength of God.
叫神凡事因耶稣基督得荣耀，你的荣耀全能都是他，直到永远，阿门。如果我们每一次的敬拜聚会都是叫神因我与我们。因为我们与主耶稣基督连结而得到荣耀，我相信我们教会就因此被建造起来了。
So if we can connect with Jesus in our worship, I believe our church will build up.
而且这必定是一间稳固的教会。
And also this must be a church with a solid foundation.
所有人在其中也必定会得到益处。
And also everybody in the church will benefit from it.
我们都知道建造一间稳固的教会并不在于这个教堂建筑有多雄伟，也不在于聚会人数有多少，更不在于奉献收入有多可观，而是信徒的灵命是否迈向成熟。
So we all know a good church has little to do with how big the building is or the number of attendance or amount of offering it receives, but everything to do with how mature the members are.
也在于神是否在当中得着荣耀。
And also if we can glorify God.
也就是达到荣神益人的目的。
And also the goal is to glorify God and benefit man.
我们教会在这里设立三十多年了，非常不容易。
And our church has been established for about 30 years.
过去这些同工们也非常辛苦，他们真是竭尽尽力尽心竭力，任劳任怨，坚持到如今。
And many people have been tirelessly serving God.
而现在我们在座每一个人都在接棒，要接续前人的榜样，继续完成建造一间稳固的教会，能容神一人的使命。
And then we're all here, and they are handing down to us the responsibilities to continue our mission.
今晚目前我们聚会人数还不是很多。
So, however, we don't have many members now.
我们的教堂建筑物的空间也不是很大，虽然我们拥有这个建筑物。
And then, we don't have a big, space either.
甚至我们事工项目人手资源也不多。
And also, we are, we don't have many ministries because we're short in the helpers.
我们在推动各样事工也都不是非常 有效率。
And then we're not very efficient in some ways that we're doing things.
但是我绝对相信我们仍然可以在这里建立一间稳固的教会，同不同意？
But I do believe we still can establish a good foundation church.
只要我们明白建造教会的目的是什么，是为了让神得胜利，为了让得胜利、得拯救、得自由。
So as long as we know our goal to glorify God, to save people, to let people experience freedom.
并且认识建造教会当中会出现的阻碍，我们需要克服环境的艰难、撒旦的诱惑以及个人的软弱。
And also we have to realize the difficulties await us, Satan's temptation and man's weakness.
最后我们能够掌握建造教会的方式、秘诀，也就是舍己跟随主，从主得生命，使主得荣耀。我相信一间稳固的教会将要在这里被建造起来。
And learn the way how to build the church was to deny ourselves, follow Jesus and glorify God.
而且当我们将来朝见主的时候，我们都不会后悔。
And when we see Jesus in the future, there will be no regret.
因此，从现在开始，让我们一起努力，彼此鼓励，在这里建造，在这个建造教会的过程当中，你我都有份，好不好？
So let us push forward and encourage each other and be part of our church.
好，让我们一起来回应这首诗歌，以这首诗歌来回应三百八十三首耶稣基督。